What's up, Pharmacy Nation? I'm Pharmacy Joe. Thank you for listening to the Elective Rotation, a critical care pharmacy podcast. This is episode 302. In this episode, I'll discuss an article comparing FEBA with Kcentra, answer the drug information question, can intermittent boluses of pantoprazole be used to treat acute GI bleeding rather than continuous infusion, and share a tip for responding to inpatient medical emergencies. I have all the evidence for today's show linked up in the show notes at pharmacyjoe.com/episode302. The title for the article for this episode is Activated Prothrombin Complex Concentrate versus Four-Factor Prothrombin Complex Concentrate for Vitamin K Antagonist Reversal. The lead author is Sean Rowe, and this was published in Critical Care Medicine, June 2018. The authors designed the study to compare the INR normalization efficacy of Activated Prothrombin Complex Concentrates, or FEBA, and four-factor prothrombin complex concentrates, or Kcentra. They also examined the thrombotic complications in patients treated with these products for warfarin-associated hemorrhage. The study was a retrospective two-center cohort study. Inclusion criteria were any patient age greater than 18 years who received FEBA or Kcentra for warfarin-associated hemorrhage. Exclusion criteria were pregnancy, baseline INR below 2, massive transfusion, receipt of FFP, and acute warfarin overdose. Patients in the FEBA group with an INR less than 5 received 500 units, and those with an INR greater than 5 received 1,000 units. Patients in the Kcentra group received the FDA-approved dosing algorithm based on weight and pretreatment INR. A total of 118 patients received FEBA and 40 patients received Kcentra. The post-treatment INR was similar between the groups. In addition, even when controlling for differences in the pre-treatment INR, there was no difference in the ability to achieve a post-treatment INR of less than 1.4. Those in the FEBA group did have a higher odds of achieving a post-treatment INR of less than 1.2, with an odds ratio of 3.23. The authors concluded a low fixed dose of activated prothrombin complex concentrate was as effective as standard dose four-factor prothrombin complex concentrate for normalization of INR. In addition, we did not see an increase in thrombotic events. The study is especially timely as many hospitals are faced with a shortage of Kcentra and FEBA may be more readily available. There was only one post-treatment thrombotic complication reported, an ischemic stroke in a patient who received Kcentra. This is encouraging news as the activated nature of FEBA would theoretically lead to a higher risk of thrombosis. But there were no thrombotic events in the FEBA group. The study was not able, however, to capture late thrombosis events as the monitoring ended after hospital discharge. FEBA also has several small advantages over Kcentra. The dosing regimen in the study is less costly than Kcentra, and the dosing regimen is simplified. It should be noted that this study examined only the surrogate endpoint of INR normalization and did not evaluate which factor-based product had better hard outcomes related to morbidity and mortality. This choice was made because all patients that received Kcentra were treated at the same center, and likewise for the patients treated with FEBA. Therefore, there could have been other factors that could explain a difference in mortality or hemostasis that would have been impossible to control for. The drug information question for this episode is, can intermittent boluses of pantoprazole be used to treat acute GI bleeding rather than continuous infusions? My answer is yes. The best evidence to support intermittent boluses of PPIs to treat GI bleeding comes from a 2014 meta-analysis that I have linked in the show notes. The study compared intermittent boluses of PPIs and the regimen of pantoprazole 80 mg IV bolus followed by an infusion of 8 milligrams per hour for 72 hours. The two methods were statistically non-inferior when evaluated for the risk of rebleeding and mortality. A common intermittent regimen is for a bolus of 80 milligrams pantoprazole IV followed by 40 milligrams IV Q12 hours. This regimen uses less than half the amount of pantoprazole than a continuous infusion would over a 72-hour period. and my tip for responding to inpatient medical emergencies. After a patient has undergone successful rapid sequence intubation, a pharmacist can focus on ensuring the continued sedation and comfort of the patient. In the immediate post-intubation period, the rest of the care team is focused on confirming tube placement and gas exchange. During this time period, the induction agents used for intubation are wearing off, sometimes earlier than the paralytic agents, especially if rocuronium was used. This creates a chance of an awake but paralyzed scenario occurring. Without a pharmacist present, one study showed that the time to first sedative after RSI with rocuronium was 55 minutes. In the same study, this time was cut by more than 50% if a pharmacist was physically present at the bedside. Members of my Hospital Pharmacy Academy have access to my Code Blue training program, a 6-module series that will help pharmacists develop the confidence and skills necessary to respond to Code Blue and rapid response calls. The program covers emergency response, highlights of the BLS-ACLS guidelines, EKG recognition, patient assessment, airway pharmacology, and the care of patients with septic shock. To find out more, go to pharmacyjoe.com/academy. Thank you so much for listening. I'll see you in the next episode of the Elective Rotation.